Chapter 3. A Prayer of Habakkuk the Prophet, set to Shigionoth. O Yahweh, I have heard the report of you, and am afraid. O Yahweh, revive your work in the middle of the years, and the middle of the years make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Elohim came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had rays coming forth from his hand, and there was the veil of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and fiery bolts went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the perpetual mountains were scattered. The age-abiding hills did bow. His goings are age-abiding. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was Yahweh displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers, or your wrath against the sea, that you did ride upon your horses and upon your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite bare. The oaks to the tribes were a sure word. Selah. You did cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and were afraid. The tempest of waters passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted up its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation, at the light of your arrows as they went, at the shining of your glittering spear. You did march through the land in indignation. You did thresh the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You crushed the head out of the house of the wicked man, laying bare the foundation even to the neck. Selah. You did pierce with your own staves the head of his warriors. They came as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. You did tread the sea with your horses, the heap of mighty waters. I heard, and my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness enters into my bones, and I tremble in my place, because I must wait quietly for the day of trouble, for the coming of the people that invades us. For though the fig tree shall not flourish, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no food, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in Yahweh, I will joy in the Elohim of my salvation. Yahweh my master is my strength, and he makes my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places.